Lake Effect and our Project Milwaukee series continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Before the break, new police chief Alfonso Morales talked about his approach to police community relations, including a desire to work with stakeholders across the city.
The Community Coalition for Quality Policing, or the CC4QP, is a diverse group of advocacy, faith, and service organizations whose mission is to reduce crime in Milwaukee, increase cooperation between police and community members, and improve morale among police officers.
The Milwaukee chapter of the NAACP is among the members of the coalition. Fred Royal is president of the chapter. He tells Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about how the coalition is working to make change. He says, from an African-American perspective, there has never really been a time in the city's history of positive relations between the police and the community.
From the days of Chief Breyer, there was always rumors of the infamous elevator ride, right? And you had the infamous, what we called in the hood, the goon squad, the individuals that were on the vice patrol that wore these black leather jackets, identifying themselves as just that, the vice patrol. They were extremely aggressive in their policing tactics back then, and Chief Breyer made it quite clear that he had no love for minorities in the city.
What have you seen change over time, whether in police group assignments from chief to chief? Do you think there are good examples throughout history?
Well, I think that there were individuals on the police force like Mr. Cheney, one of the first black officers on the police force, that showed definitely good policing models for policing neighborhoods of color. But that's just good policing in general. Whenever you build a relationship with the individuals that you work amongst, you have a better understanding that these individuals are just that, you know, human individuals, and you don't look at them as all being potential criminals.
On that note of community policing, your group cites Cincinnati's police department and their success with implemented change. So briefly explain what they did in order to improve their situation.
Well, they went through an arduous task, and they're still going through it. Policing, just like any relationship, has to be worked on constantly. They had a riot that broke out because of high police shootings. And the ACLU had filed a lawsuit stating that they had been doing discriminatory policing practices, similar to the one that they filed here in the city of Milwaukee. That developed into a consent decree that was placed on the city for 10 years. And out of that consent decree came the collaborative. And the collaborative was a group of individuals, Iris Roby, police association, the chief of police, and various stakeholders within the community, and they plotted out a course for improving police community relations by asking three questions. And those questions were, what is my vision for the police community relations? Why do I care about police community relations? And how would I go about improving police community relations? And they asked that to various stakeholders within the community, including the African Americans, the social services, religious organizations, businesses and philanthropic groups, police line officers and spouses, city officials, white citizens and minorities, and youth. So they got a very good cross-section of individuals in the community that brought in a commitment to seeing that this process was successful.
In the past, the MPD has been criticized for picking and choosing what aspects of community policing they want to implement. And as you mentioned with Cincinnati, it's an effort that they're continuing to invest in. It's not a pick and choose so many years. It's constant. So what do you think needs to be done in order to increase a level of commitment on all sides for the situation here in Milwaukee?
My personal view is that you need someone to come in. If you really want to implement problem-oriented policing, you need to have an audit on what you're currently doing and then let that audit give you suggestions on what the best practices are that are nationwide now that need to be in place to have a systematic problem-oriented policing strategy embedded within the Milwaukee Police Department.
What role do you think the police should play, and what input that you need from them in order to move forward successfully?
Well, they have to understand that this is the working conditions under which they are going to be governed. So they have to have input. They have to have buy-in. They have to see the value added in it for them. One of the more surprising benefits of problem-oriented policing in Cincinnati was that there was a higher job satisfaction rate that the frontline police officers and their spouse found to be the case once they implemented problem-oriented policing.
Which could potentially help with recruiting and retaining police.
Recruiting, retaining, alcoholism, divorce rates, there's a whole gamut. Look, the police are under an enormous amount of stress, right? And I always use the analogy that people in combat, our military soldiers, do a tour of duty that might last anywhere from 6 to 8 months. They come home and they decompress for 3 to 4 months. Our frontline officers go out there on a daily basis and don't decompress. They got an 8-hour, you know, shift that they do. Maybe sometimes they might have to pull a double, and then they go home. It's hard to expect an individual under those conditions not to have some type of trauma induced on them just by experiencing the things that they have to do on a daily basis.
It's easy to place blame either on police or on community members from both sides. Do you think a new agreement, in order to step forward, needs to look at this problem differently and instead have a shared vision, a shared safety, and implemented idea of what needs to happen instead of the easy default of placing blame on something or someone or some policy?
There is a underlying current theme that has to be dealt with, and that's poverty. I used to get extremely upset. I still get extremely upset when I would hear Chief Flynn and Mayor Barrett talk about violence creating poverty. And we all know that it's the poverty that creates the violence, because you don't wake up one morning and say, if I'm from a stable background and have a decent income, I'm going to be a criminal. The criminogenic behavior is driven by the lack of needs, and that criminology is trying to fill that void of that absent need. No one wants to be in a life of crime. Everyone, I think, would want to be a productive citizen in this city.
On that note, what kind of input from the community can be had? You know, how do you best bring the people who are not sitting directly at the table on the planning committees into the formula?
Well, that's the process of the hub. That's why we're having these community hearing sessions, listening sessions on what they feel are the solutions that need to be implemented to change police-community relations.
Do you find that it's hard to bring people to these or to motivate them to come and share their experiences?
Well, so there's various groups that are hosting these events. We just have to come out for this process, just as we come out to demonstrate the negatives about the police department. So, I mean, if we're committed to the city, if we're committed to a public safety plan, we have to, one, understand this is not an overnight process. Cincinnati has been at this for over 15 years.
Right. I'm curious as to how it's compelling to have people come out and protest a very bad thing, things that are easily and rightly so make people upset. Mm-hmm. But to transition that into, okay, here's how many months later down the line, perhaps it's out of public interest or is out of the news cycle, but to transition that
energy
into coming to these meetings, you know, the long run, how do we get that long momentum going?
Into a long, sustaining campaign.
Especially with the community, yeah.
But see, this is the background. As I'm also the president of the NAACP Milwaukee branch, so in that capacity, I know change doesn't come quickly. It was a 12-year struggle for the Voting Rights Act. It was about 12 years for the Civil Rights Act. So this isn't an overnight process. You know, changing the culture of an institution doesn't happen overnight. So rebuilding trust in a community, rebuilding trust from a community to a police department is not going to happen overnight. But I think that there are people that believe in this city enough, that believe that we have some good officers on the Milwaukee Police Department, and we have new leadership now, that it's possible.
You mentioned rebuilding trust. What are some other keys to successful implementation of community policing here in Milwaukee?
So when we talk about successful implementation of not just community policing, but problem-oriented policing, and there's a difference. Community policing is one in which we build relationships with one another. Problem-oriented policing is one in which we look at the criminogenic behavior that drives a person into doing something unlawful, and we address that criminology, that problem, and we do that systemically. And the way you understand that that process is in place is that there are officers that are being evaluated and promoted on their analytical skills, not on just how many arrests and tickets that they put out there.
Have you seen, whether small or large, compared to an event at a meeting or a policy change, you know, what have you seen that has been successful or positive?
Well, I think that we have a lot of activities that foster good police community relations, whether it's the Halloween night out, whether it's the shop with a cop night out, whether it's the League of Martin playing kickball in the kickball league. So there are plenty of examples of good policing. There's no shortage of that. But you have to have a leadership that encourages internal procedural justice, just as you have to have leadership that encourages external procedural justice and the legitimacy of a police force. Because if I have a job in which my opinion is not valued, if I see some criminal behavior in the streets and I'm a law enforcement officer, but my superiors don't ask me what do I think about how to address this and respectfully take my suggestions and make some adjustments on how we police that activity, then I'm devalued as a frontline officer. And that brings a level of anxiety in which I work under. So there's procedural, internal and procedural external justice that needs to be addressed to make this a systemic, successful transition in leadership within the Milwaukee Police Department.
The role of the CC4QP includes a group of advocacy, faith, and service organizations, over 20, in fact, that work together to achieve the mission of overall reduction of crime and cooperation between police and community members. Do you think it's more of a strength to involve so many different community organizations, or is there such a thing as too many cooks in the kitchen?
So we have to be clear. This is our community. I don't think it's too many cooks in the kitchen. I think it's more flavor in the broth.
I like that. So what is your vision or ideal picture of what the ultimate goal is here in Milwaukee?
So to have all stakeholders, the MPA, the League of Martin, the Latino peace officers, our elected officials, these 20 organizations plus, our youth, our philanthropic groups, have this discussion on what is my vision for police community relations? Why do I care about police community relations? How would I go about improving police community relations? And then funding an audit for problem-oriented policing to be implemented within the City of Milwaukee Police Department. We paid $324 million for our police services. We should be trying to figure out how to best effectively utilize those dollars and implement the best practices that give the best results for reducing crime and building community trust.
Well, Fred Royal, I'd like to thank you so much for coming in to talk about this today.
Thanks for the invitation.
Fred Royal is the president of the NAACP Milwaukee branch, which is a member of the Community Coalition for Quality Policing, or the CC4QP. He spoke with Audrey Nowakowski as part of our Project Milwaukee series to protect and serve.